From the broadcast studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. You've heard Dr. Randy talk about intentional finances a bunch of times, but having intentional finances couldn't be further from reality because you can't even put together a budget. Well, you've come to the right place because Dr. Randy can help you get on the same page with your finances. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional with your finances, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. I do welcome you to our center here today on Friday the 13th. And we're going to talk about money, right? Of course, tax time too, right? This coming up here in the next few days. So money's got a lot of things going on in your head and thinking about it. And when you're not on the same page in your marriage, you know the stress that that creates. I think we do a really poor job raising kids in many areas of not training them how to use money and how money works. And today, with the advent of the credit cards over the last numbers of years and how people use credit cards, and now you just hold up your phone to the thing and it takes money right out of your account. Kids are thinking it's just magical money, you know, just where is it? There's something to be said about the old-fashioned way of cash, where people would even have it in envelopes, right? And they would run a budget that way. It works. I've seen it work with people. But when you're not on the same page, it creates a lot of stress. And so today we're talking about what do you do when you disagree, or how have you gotten on the same page? If you'd like to weigh in with a thought, I'd love to have you call our comment line at 888-888-1717. And when you're there, press number 2. It'll take you to our comment line. And also a reminder, we're just a week away now from our Hope for Your Home tour with Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself in Phoenix coming up in just a few days. And you can check out tickets for Phoenix, Glendale, by going to theintentionallife.com, okay? All right, let me get to the calls. We've got Tracy on the line in Arizona. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. How are you today?
I am good.
Good. How have you dealt with money in your marriage?
Well, I will tell you, I have a very wise mother. I took her advice. I've been married happily for 33 years. We have a joint account, mm-hmm. always have from day one.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We sit down every single week and go through our bills. So we know what bills are going out. We always know how much money we have in the bank.
That's good.
There's never any question where it's being spent, ever. We know.
That's a great start. That's a great start. Do you have a plan where you're headed? Do you look down the road, what you'd like to see, and how money plays into your future?
Nope. Quite frankly, we're not worried about it. We know God provides. He always has. And it's not an issue.
So, but what's key is you're talking about it. So you know at any one point in time exactly how much you have, where it's gone, and dealing with it. Yeah.
And any purchases that we make, we always talk to each other first. You know, it's part of, you know, we talk every single day about our finances and where we're at. And
yeah.
If we want to make a purchase, then, you know, we talk about it. Can we afford it? Is it in our budget?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, it's okay.
You guys,
both of us. We didn't need it.
Now, you guys said you've been married, 33 years?
Correct.
I do want to ask a question, though. I think there's two parts of this equation. One part is knowing where you are at any given moment, and you have that. But the second part where you say, hey, it doesn't sound like you really have a plan for the future. So,
we
I
don't.
Mean, are you saving? Are you preparing for later in life?
No, we're not saving. We're not in a position where we can save. He's disabled.
Mm.
And so he's on a fixed income, and I work full-time. So we're not really in a position where we can save. I'm not worried about it because I know that God is going to provide.
Mm.
He always has. He always will. And it's in his hands.
At the real tension point, isn't it? You know, I think for Christians, we talk about We know God supplies. We know that. He'll provide for us. We also know that God talks about planning. I mean, there's plenty of scripture that talks about preparing for the future. And I think there's a tension point for us as Christians. This has been a tension point of knowing where's our responsibility to take action? Where's our responsibility to prepare for the future reasonably, fulfilling what God's intention is? And when do we just we lay back and say we know that God will take care of the rest?
It sounds like we're laying back. I don't think we are.
Yeah.
We're just not in a position where we can save.
Well, yeah.
We never have been.
You know, I think there's a lot of people like yourself, Tracy, that are exactly in that spot. In a moment, I see Kitty on the line here, and she went through the Dave Ramsey program. We're going to get her. I'd love your take on that, Kitty, in terms of getting out of debt. And because I think that what we have with this topic of money, I think we can have two extremes with it. I think on one hand, we can be so focused on money that it overtakes us. And there's where the love of money, it's the love of money that becomes the root of all evil. I think we can have the other extreme that says, I'm just not going to worry about it. And then at some point, we'll say, well, wait a minute, I should have had some savings set aside. I should have been thinking a little bit for the future, the what ifs, preparing for this, knowing that ultimately God is still in charge. But I think there's wisdom in doing that. But like Tracy and then others saying, well, I'm not in a place where I can save anything. I always say a little bit over an extended period of time. That's why I tell young people, if you're listening today and you're just getting started in life and in marriage, if you can start to learn to say, we're going to live on 80% and we're going to take that other 20% and tithe 10% and start saving at least 10%, that moves you in a direction of being good stewards, in my opinion, investing for the future too. All right. Well, Tracy, thank you for sharing. I'm glad that you and your husband are doing one thing here that's really important, a key to the topic today. You're talking about money. You know where your money is. You know where it's coming. You know where it's going. Is certainly key in this process.
Has anyone ever challenged the realness of your faith? Challenged you about the Bible or America's Christian roots? Well, Intentional Living Center has planned the perfect vacation for you and your family this October. The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour will take you on historian-guided tours, giving you the true story behind Washington's most iconic sites. And your faith will be affirmed and strengthened as you visit the brand new 430,000 square foot Bible Museum. You'll also join Dr. Randy Carlson and other listeners to pray for our nation and its leaders. October will be here before you know it, so register now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. Fighting is an act of cooperation. You know, in the morning when your kids are doing the dog and pony show,
he touched me. He looked at me, Mom. He looked at me.
Now, there's a criminal offense. He looked at me. You know, kids are great at getting us engaged in battle with them. You know, when you fight with your husband, ladies, or you fight with your wives, gentlemen, you know exactly what to say to escalate the battle. Just bringing up your mother-in-law's impending visit might just get the thing going in high gear. What I'm saying is we know exactly what to say to escalate things. We have enough fighting in families. So realize that when you go after each other as husband and wife, or when you fight with your kids, you're cooperating. So step back. Honey, I'm sorry you see that way. No, we're not going to do it. I call it giving your kid vitamin N. Hold your ground, turn your back, and walk away. Yes, sometimes they'll follow you because they want to engage you in battle. But you're the adult here. Stand up and say, by way of your behavior, we're not going there. Will your kids be shocked? Yes. Will they improve? Most probably.
That's right. Hey, Dr. Kevin Lehman, that's who you just heard. He and I together will be at Hope for Your Home, an intentional living marriage and parenting one-day event next Saturday, the 21st, in Glendale Nazarene Church. Information about the conference and what we're doing and tickets and all of that available at our website, by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Hey, listen, I want to follow up on the discussion I had with Tracy a little bit, and I hear her heart, and I, with a lot of respect for what she and her husband are doing, I really want to make sure that we're communicating, though, that there's wisdom in planning for the future, and that does not discount God providing for us. I can remember a man that I talked to many, many years ago. He worked, and his wife was a stay-at-home mom. And over the years, she hadn't gotten training or skills. So if something happened to him, she couldn't just go out and replace that income. And he said to me, when I asked the question, we got into a discussion, do you have any life insurance? And he said, no, nothing. I mean, not even a term policy with a few dollars to even be buried. And I said, why? And he said, because God will supply, take care of my wife. And I said, is it possible, living in this 21st century, that part of the supplying that God would intend for you would be to spend a few dollars to have some basic life insurance, that if something were to happen to you, your family would be provided for? And again, with all due respect, as a follower of Christ myself, I know that God will supply. But we also don't test him and saying, hey, I'm just going to sit back and God, you're going to take care of me. Because God sometimes allows us from our own decisions to face the consequences that could have been avoided if we'd have made a different decision. And I know this is a line that we as followers of Christ constantly, every day, need to follow. We can put too much emphasis in anything, our work, our money, our career, our stuff, and get out of balance. But we're still to take care of those things, right? But ultimately, to know that our heart and our focus is to be intentional in following Christ every day, being obedient to him, and as a husband and wife, doing that together, which would be respectful. In that case, he was disrespecting his wife, who was concerned about what if something happens to you, I'm concerned. And so there's an element of respect here that we have, and love and care, when we get on the same page with finances. It's a big deal. Okay, I want Kitty to weigh in. It sounds like she went through the Dave Ramsey program. She and paid off some debt. Hey, Kitty.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. So you went through the Ramsey program. How much debt did you pay off?
We actually paid off about between $15,000 and $17,000.
Good for you.
We started the program in January of 2017. And
wow.
The main thing about the program is to be intentional with your money.
Yeah, it really is.
You sit down, you talk about it, you set a budget. And previously, we were just living paycheck to paycheck. Take the money, we paid a mortgage, we paid certain bills, and then we spent the rest of it with however money was left in the bank, and we'll do it all over again when payday came. So through the Dave Ramsey program, we realized that, for example, I was telling my husband, we spent about $1,000 a month on just plain miscellaneous stuff, going to Home Depot, going to, just little places here and there, and not realizing how those little tidbits just added up.
Sure. It was a little bit over an extended period of time. So you got control of your money instead of your money controlling you, and you paid off $17,000 in debt. What did this do for your marriage, the fact that you were working together on this?
You know, Dr. Randy, our marriage, we've always been real close. But I think in one way it's changed the way we communicated. So that was...
In what way? You communicated more?
As a couple. Yeah. We communicated a lot more, more in details about what we wanted to do and how we were going to do things.
How long you been married?
We've been together 13 years, but we've been married for about almost 9 years.
Do you have plans for the future? Are you saving for the future?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so part of that. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, I was wondering, we talk about preparing for the future. How do you feel about that as a Christian? How much to save and your plan for the future? How does that all work into your thinking when you think about money and as followers of Christ for the future?
Well, the first thing that we've always believed in was our 10%, our tithing. So, yes, for a lot of people, tithing is like, oh my gosh, how can we do that when we've got all these bills? But as that previous woman that called you said, tithing was so important. And how God provides, very true. You tithe, and God will bless you,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Well,
not that He doesn't want to bless us. I mean, He will bless us. But that was just as Christians.
Yeah, it's a good reminder, and a lot. And we know that the average
commands.
And Kitty, we know that the average Christian, as far as the research I've seen, is less than what 2% that they give. And there's an area of growth for sure. Kitty, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. The very, very, very good input. Let's go to Michael in Georgia. Hi there, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. What have you learned about money and getting on the same page in your marriage?
Marriage can't fix, money can't fix everything. We need to learn what we need compared to what we want. Because no matter how much of the want is, it's not going to make you happier. But the need is going to keep you a roof over the head, food in the tummy, and work from there.
Yeah, but now do you talk about money? Do you have a plan?
I did for a while. But because of certain things I cannot allow to say, I didn't know better. Okay, this is my second marriage. And
so you're divorced now? Are you single?
No, she passed away in 2016.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm trying, it's taking this long to get sort of my head back into the game. I've been unemployed for, 7 years, so 8 years, because I was her primary care provider for that amount of time, and things just slipped really fast out of control. I didn't see it until really way late in the game, and by that time, like I said, way late in the game. I'm as guilty as it is because I thought I could fix her problems and not rely on God, and then when I realized that, there was no money there, but I relied on God more.
I think Michael, we do. We rely on God, especially when we get to those places where we can't make any. We're trapped. We're stuck. Unfortunately, we wait until we get to that place sometimes before we depend on Him. If we depended on Him earlier, maybe we wouldn't get to that place in our lives. But it sounds like you've been on quite a journey and learning some lessons, but ultimately I think the point is a dependence on God. Without that, we're in trouble. We're talking about same-page parenting today. We're talking about same-page finances today and taking the finances that God has given to us and then using them intentionally to grow in our relationship with Him.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
When we think of change, there's a law of change that says nothing stays the same. Everything is either getting stronger or weaker. In physics, we talk about entropy, which means that there's a tendency for things to go from strength to weakness. We see that in ourselves, don't we? You ever meet someone you haven't seen for many years, and you lie to them and say they don't look any different than they did before? And you know they do, and I always know that I do, too, right? Because change is inevitable. Change is a part of life. And the fact is that you're not the same as you were yesterday.
Boy, that's true. Change is a constant part of life. And that's what we're focusing on during this month of April, our monthly member CD teaching from our Intentional Living Center is on this process of change, how to be intentional going through change. Watch for it, members. It's on its way or maybe already arrived at your home. If you're not a member, you can come and join us today, and your ongoing support will allow the Intentional Living Center to continue to reach people for Christ. And I like to think of it as a community. We got thousands of people around the country and people listening around the world. And we've gotten to a place in our life where we know that we've got a choice to make. I can either live an unintentional life. I can just go from this to that, pillar to post, jumping from like the grasshopper leaf to leaf, wasting time and wasting our lives, frankly. I think of that book that was written by John Piper, you know, Don't Waste Your Life. It's a great book. It's a reminder. Life is short. And living intentionally allows us to put more of our life into the time that God has given us and to do so in a way that honors Him. And so if you're not a member, come and join us on this journey. We'll make sure to encourage you in the process and send you our teaching each and every month. And we got a new member kit we'll be sending out to you. When you call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, or you can go online anytime to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the donate button. All right, Daniel, you've been waiting patiently there in Michigan. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Andy.
Appreciate it. What's your comment on this topic of money today?
Well, I had actually called in to your show, I think it was about a month or so ago, and you were speaking of change, and I had mentioned that my wife and I were going through a divorce, and finances was probably one of the handful of factors that attributed to us getting a divorce. She's kind of a bargain hunter. And so if she was grocery shopping or out, you know, just shopping at a store somewhere, you know, if she found something on clearance or, you know, she thought, you know, it was a good deal and necessarily we didn't need, she would still get it. And there were times where, you know, she would find something for like online shopping and she would ask, you know, oh, is it okay to get this? And, you know, it just, the look in her eyes, you know, it seemed like if her getting that would make her happy. So I kind of fell into, you know, yeah, of course, you can go ahead and get it. And, you know, doing things that would make her happy, but...
But you weren't happy with that. You thought that there was a disagreement on spending money that way. And did you become resentful of that?
Well, it didn't start like that at first, but... when we had gotten married, we had gotten a joint checking account, and, you know, she would go out and, you know, buy these clearance things or ask if something was all right. But then it seemed like, you know, she would get upset at me, you know, if I had gone out and used some of the money that was in the joint account. But, you know, I really kind of flaked as far as helping her with bills. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had an idea of what was coming in, but not exactly all of what was coming out.
Yeah, but see, what I hear, Daniel, is you guys, by the way, I'm very sorry about your marriage ending because people are listening and thinking, hey, this stuff is fixable, what you're talking about here. And I'm sure there's many other things, and if we had time to share. But it comes back to the fact that many of the marriage, one of the financial issues we have are really marriage issues. At the core, that's really what it is. Because you might have gone through some really difficult times in your life financially, but the love that you had for your spouse and for Christ holding you together, you went through it together. I mean, that didn't break up the marriage. Because if money was the problem of marriage, only people with less money would be the people getting divorced. Because if the amount of money was the issue, people with lots of money would be happy. Their marriages would be great and life would be good. And yet, statistically, I can't imagine there's much difference. And so it comes back to the fact that when we're not on the same page and we're not in agreement, and we don't have the same vision and goals for the future, that becomes a core problem in the relationship, in marriage. All right. Appreciate you calling, Daniel. Let me see. Do we have time to we're running out of time. I'll tell you what. Those of you who've called, we appreciate you sharing with us. And if you miss getting through, you can share your story with us on our comment line when you call 888-888-1717 and press number 2 to share your story with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Prayer does work in difficult financial times, putting God first. It really does work. My husband and I have intentionally been focused on getting out of debt. And so even when we purchased our house, the focus was not what we qualify for, but what can we really afford. And so when we purchased a house, we got something that was still in line with what we were already paying. We have not held back in giving our contribution to God, even though my hours were cut. It's just been totally God, and I think because of prayer and because of still putting God first.
Thank you for sharing your stories. We appreciate two things as we wrap up today's program on money and marriage. You know, intentional living, we have two core things that are important to us here. One is setting goals that honor Christ and then developing habits that support those goals. And some goals that you might want to consider in your marriage, some one things that you can talk about. One is, what is your goal about debt? What does the Bible teach? What is God's intention about debt? And how are you going to approach debt? How about tithing? What does the Bible teach? What is God's intention on tithing? Who owns this stuff? You know, we believe, and the Bible teaches, that the pile of stuff you have is all His, and we choose to take the top part of that, that 10%, and give back as a act of worship. So what's your goal about debt, about tithing? What about saving? What is your goal about saving for the future? How much? How little? Does retirement fit into it? What does the Bible have to teach on this? These are things that you and your spouse can really, I think, build intimacy around. This is an intimacy topic, talking about the things that God gives you in your resources, and set some goals. And then the second part of intentional living, see, goals without habits is only a good idea. Goals without habits becomes procrastination is what it becomes. And now setting the habits that will help you accomplish those goals in saving, paying off debt, saving for the future, tithing, helping your kids learn how to handle money. So here's your assignment for the next 30 days. If you don't have that kind of plan put together, set some goals and come up with at least one habit that would make a difference, and then go after it. All right, that's it for Intentional Living today. Blended families, big topic next time from Intentional Living. Love to have you come and join us. I want to thank Sally and Stephen and Rob. You guys, thank you for your work. We'll see you next time in the Intentional Living Center.